An agreement between the Czech Republic and the United States on deploying a radar base on Czech soil as part of the US missile defense shield could be signed within weeks. That's according to the Pentagon, at least. Czech officials are being rather more cautious. The foreign ministry will only say talks with the US will be concluded before the NATO summit in Bucharest in early April. Jan Richter has more.
Negotiations between the Czech Republic and the United States over the positioning of a U.S.-operated tracking radar base in the area of Brdy, some 70 kilometers southwest of Prague, are soon to be concluded. A spokesperson for the Pentagon said on Tuesday that consensus between the two countries' governments is likely to be reached in a matter of weeks. Veronika Kuchyňová-Šmigolová is the director of the Security Policy Department at the Czech Foreign Ministry.
We have been saying that we are very close on the text and that it's very likely that the text will be agreed in March or before the NATO summit in Bucharest in the beginning of April. So basically we will have very likely a text, of course, if it's a good text, if we can agree, then the ratification procedure will start, and that's another story. It can take a month, and it's not up to us, it's up to the parliament to decide.
While the Czech Republic is expected to host an American radar base, the other part of the missile shield, consisting of 10 intercepting rockets, is expected to be deployed in Poland. Coordination of the Czech and Polish views on the issue was the main topic on the agenda during a visit by the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk to Prague in January. I asked Ms. Kuchyňová-Šmigolová if a delay in the Polish-American talks would have an impact on Czech foreign policy in this respect.
Talking about the third site that consists of the radar and 10 interceptors that should be placed in Poland. In that sense, progress on the Polish side is very important for us as well. In a way, it's understandable that Poland, with a new government, needs some time to study the text, the agreements. They have somewhat differing positions from the previous government on some issues, but we are in close contact with our Polish counterpart.
The American missile defense system in the Czech Republic has met with disapproval from some within the country as well as abroad. While a recent poll showed that more than two-thirds of Czechs oppose the plan, several countries in the region, including Russia and Germany, have also voiced objections. Most recently, Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico said that the entire missile shield is not needed at all. But not all reactions have been negative. Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek got support from his Romanian counterpart Calin Popescu-Tarrizeanu, who visited the Czech Republic on Tuesday. He said both his country and neighboring Bulgaria supported an expansion of the missile defense system to also protect their countries. Ms. Kuchyňová-Šmigolová again.
It's indeed very helpful. We want all the NATO allies to be covered by anti-missile system, and actually his words are an argument for a speedy connection between the US and NATO system, because the NATO system will be aimed at short and medium range missiles, while the US system is against the ballistic missiles, and actually Romania does not need that much protection against ballistic missiles from the region of Middle East, because it's too close and they can't reach Romania. But the NATO part should definitely cover and protect Romania.
Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek is to meet US President George W. Bush in Washington by the end of February. Could a final agreement be concluded then?
It's possible that some of the remaining issues will be discussed on a level of Prime Minister and President Bush, and they might reach an agreement.
Veronika Kuchyňová-Šmigolová, Director of Security Policy at the Czech Foreign Ministry, ending that report by Jan Richter.